Hello, fellow Rebel Capitals. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over a story from CNBC about the Biden administration coming out with their framework for regulating cryptocurrency, which coincidentally is a sales pitch for central bank digital currencies. Interesting how that works, isn't it? But before we get into this article, one thing I wanted to mention, an example, I might do a separate video on this. Yesterday, I discussed or posed the question, why does quantitative easing add liquidity and quantitative tightening extract liquidity when it's the banks who create their own assets and liabilities? And we went through that. I won't go over it again. But I used this as an example of people just saying something over and over and over and over and over and over and over again until it's just believed to be fact. And very few people have the time to do the research. I want to give you a very quick example, then we'll get into this article from CNBC about Joe Biden and cryptocurrency and central bank digital currency. But I don't have time to read the comments too often, but sometimes I do. And whenever I'm listening to other YouTube videos or anything on YouTube, I always hear other creators always say, oh, well, like the video, subscribe, like and subscribe. Or they'll always try to entice the viewer to leave a comment because it helps the algorithm. And while I appreciate people doing that, very kind of them, this is all, it's all nonsense. Just like quantitative easing. It's a perfect example of one of those things that people say just over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. So even the YouTube creators themselves believe it to be true. And it's not. None of it's true. A video will not perform any better if you have more or less comments. Won't perform any better or any worse based on the number of likes you have or shares, subscribers. Even the notification bell, you hear that all the time, right? Oh, subscribe and make sure you hit the notification bell so you'll be reminded whenever I have a video come out. Literally every YouTuber does that, right? And guess what? If you actually dive into it, and this takes a few hours, you got to get into the weeds, you find out that none of that matters, not even the notification bell. This is why you get a lot of people saying, in the comments, oh, George, I subscribe to your videos, but you're being shadow banned because YouTube isn't giving me the notification. No, that's just how the algorithm works. It doesn't matter if you're subscribed. It doesn't matter if you've got the, I don't care what you click. If the algorithm thinks, the artificial intelligence thinks that there's a low probability of you watching a George Gammon video, they're not going to show it to you. Doesn't matter whether you're subscribed, notification bell, doesn't matter. And if they think there's a high probability of you watching a video, it doesn't matter if you're subscribed to the channel, notification bell or not, they're going to show it to you. What really matters is how the user engages with the video while they're doing it or while they're watching it, and how they engage with YouTube after they get done watching that particular video. Doesn't have anything to do with subscribers, doesn't have anything to do with comments, nothing to do with likes, nothing to do with notifications, zero. And I just wanted to use that as a perfect example as the mistake that people make when they're looking at quantitative easing or quantitative tightening. All right, on to the topic of discussion. And I'm going to do the screen share here. Title, Biden White House just put out a framework on regulating crypto. Here's what's in it. Key talking points. The Biden White House has just released its first ever framework on what crypto regulation in the United States should look like. And you can imagine this has got to be incredibly thorough and precise based on all of the other home runs they've had as far as policies. Framework outlines the ways in which the financial services industry should evolve to make borderless. Let's remember here, and I get it, it's his administration. But Biden, he can't even form a sentence, for heaven's sakes. And this has nothing to do with the fact that he's a Democrat, right? You know, whatever. I could care less about that stuff. But you got to admit, the guy is incredibly feeble when it comes to his mental wherewithal. And to think that a guy that can't even form a sentence doesn't even really know where he is at any given time. We're going to get this guy that's going to head up the team on creating a framework for regulation in the cryptocurrency space. Okay. Last talking point, the new guidelines follow an executive order. Ah, don't you love executive orders? And you got to put the blame on, well, Obama, Trump. I mean, all of them just started to go just bananas with these executive orders, basically trying to make themselves king instead of president. So Biden called on federal agencies to examine the risks and benefits of cryptocurrencies. Why? Because obviously federal agencies have done so well in understanding the financial system before. I mean, look at the GFC. I mean, the federal agencies, I mean, ratings agencies, federally, I mean, they did a great job seeing that one coming, didn't they? Let's get into the article here. And pretty much, it's just yada, yada, yada. We need regulation. Cryptocurrency is bad. Only drug dealers use it. It's only used for nefarious purposes, blah, 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 blah. And here, I love this. Crime is rife in the digital asset sector. More than $1 billion in crypto has been lost to fraud since the start of 2021. Really, I would ask this author a question. How much purchasing power has been lost due to inflation that the government created since 2021? $1 billion? Wrong. We're talking trillions of dollars. So if we're going to set up a framework for regulation, crypto should be very low priority. If we're going to get the most bang for our buck, we should set up regulation and a framework to constrict government spending and the insanity that brought us to where we are today with the rate of inflation, stealing, which is a fraud, people's purchasing power far more than crypto ever could. Let's move on. So they basically trash cryptocurrency, and then they say, but, and all of a sudden the clouds disperse, the sun starts to shine, there's blue sky, and the birds start chirping, and the rainbows appear. There's a new kind of digital dollar. Ta-da! The framework also points to the potential for significant benefits from what? What could possibly give us these significant benefits and have none of the downside of the filthy cryptocurrency? Oh, that's right. A U.S. central bank digital currency, which you can just think of as a digital form of the U.S. dollar. Wrong. Talk about being way off, implying that a central bank digital currency is just exclusively a digital form of the U.S. dollar. Talk about swing and a miss. That is not seeing the forest for the trees. And here this person rightly points out something that I have talked about, you guys know, at nauseam, that the key component of a central bank digital currency is that it is a liability of the central bank. It is not a liability of a commercial bank. Why does that matter? Because the central bank's balance sheet is infinite. They are not restricted by anything, especially not a profit and loss or negative equity, positive equity, which takes us down to my next thing that they highlighted, talking about another just reason why we would be stupid, we'd be crazy not to bring in a central bank digital currency is, according to this report from the central planners and authoritarians, it could promote financial inclusion. I love this. I love this. Because here is when they go full Klaus. And what I mean by that is whenever you read something from the World Economic Forum, it's always vague and broad, and you don't really know exactly what they're talking about, but it kind of sounds good. And you're like, yeah, okay, I don't see anything wrong with that. But then when you dig deeper, you know that they're just using code for something that, if stated directly, would turn people off.
Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macro economics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out of control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level.
So here's where the Biden administration is taking a cue right out of the World Economic Forum's playbook. It could promote financial inclusion and equity by enabling access for a broad set of consumers. That sounds great. I mean, why wouldn't we not want financial inclusion? Why wouldn't we want equity? Everyone being equal financially. Weird. It's a little bit like Marxism, but okay. Maybe what they're trying to do, giving them the benefit of the doubt, is just mean that everyone can have a bank account. Okay. Or maybe what it means is that people who maybe have a hard time getting a loan right now can get a loan. Why? Because the Fed has an infinite balance sheet. Maybe it means that people that make less money or are part of a marginalized group get free money. I mean, we need financial equity and inclusion, right? And this could be done with a central bank digital currency. So you see, what they do is they just, it's like they want to get to this end goal objective, but they can't just come outright and say that we want a central bank digital currency because we want to control the issuance of credit. And we want a central bank digital currency because then we can buy limitless votes with stimmy checks, and we can control and monitor demand, and we can control consumer behavior, and we can control you. Because if you don't do something, if you do something that we don't like, well, everything is centralized. So we can just grab your purchasing power. Taxes, don't have to pay those anymore. We'll just take them right out of your account. In fact, we'll just take them out of your account daily. Is there anything you can do about it? No, because you can't use cash. And everything is centralized for the greater good, of course. You can understand the rest is just complete nonsense and more Klaus drivel. But the main point here is the direction this is obviously headed. That the central planners, the authoritarians, are going to do everything they can to regulate and, in my opinion, stamp out. Now, that doesn't mean they can do it, because I know all the Bitcoiners will say, oh, that's impossible. That's impossible. Fine. I'm not saying they can do it, but they're going to try. Anything that competes with their monopoly. This is exactly what Jim Rogers started saying a long time ago, that they're going to try to control it. If they can't control it, they're going to try to ban it. Again, it doesn't mean that they'll be successful. But what it does mean is they're going to try to use and try to implement a central bank digital currency. And I want to remind everyone on the live stream or watching this video, in 2022, it's September 2022, when I talk about a central bank digital currency, everyone just says, well, yeah, sure. I mean, this, yeah, that's the direction we're going. Nothing really controversial. I mean, they're talking about it right on CNBC. But I want to remind everyone, let's just go back to 2019 when I started my YouTube channel, started doing whiteboard videos on macro. And when I started talking about a central bank digital currency, everybody thought that was pure conspiracy theory, just straight tinfoil hatter stuff. And that no respectable adult in the economic or finance space would entertain the idea that the Fed would actually, the Fed? You talk about the central bank to the world doing a central bank digital currency? Okay, Alex Jones, whatever. This is exactly the response I got way back then when I started talking about central bank digital currencies. Look at how far we have come. So if you're one of those people that still is like, yeah, I don't know, central bank, it seems weird and I don't think they're going to do that. That's you know, it's they can't do that based on the Federal Reserve Act. Or, well, I don't know, the Fed, the authority, I mean, they don't really want to get into retail banking. I mean, that's not their game. They're not going to, yeah, guess again. Because as fast as we have gone from zero to 100 miles per hour with these central bank digital currencies in the last, call it 2 years, 2.5 years, I think we will start moving even faster towards a central bank digital currency in the next 2 or 2.5 years. There are no certainties. There are only probabilities. But I think if you just read the writing on the wall, the probabilities are extremely, extremely high. The next question that I would pose to you guys, and I'll let you mull over it, food for thought for the day, is if they go to a central bank digital currency, assuming they ban cash, what do you do? How do you set up your portfolio? Is there anything you can do? We'll have to discuss that on the next video. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, for liberty, free market capitalism. See you on the next video.